You Must Remember This is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
09.
Did you have that in high school?
Hey, freshman, what's your number? Hey, freshman, what's your number? And then you...
No. But that's... All right. That's where we're starting with this podcast.
Every year, because first year you're obviously
okay,
like not a lot of people. Zero, nine.
Okay, so it's the year you graduate.
Yeah, and then obviously no one cares. And then sophomore you get a little bit louder. And then
yeah,
year, but then fresh senior year.
It really is
zero,
funny.
09, 09, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 9.
It is crazy how your school spirit builds the longer you're in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Freshman year always was like awkward, and you like don't want to be too crazy
because it always started off with us at least with like. Homecoming,
mm-hmm.
The seniors picked the theme, and then every class is supposed to, like, the class officers are supposed to help. They all get together and they all pick, like, oh, we're going to do this based off.
Yeah.
And freshman year, you don't have class officers, like, right away. Like,
right,
it's all
right.
Kind of awkward.
Yeah.
And people don't know what they're doing or how to, like, really, what groups they want to fit in. So I think this is my favorite. We did, and I'm still. Not sure if somebody in our class picked it and nobody said no, or if like some other class picked it for us. But like, I want to say the class, the homecoming theme was like cities. And I'm fairly certain, don't quote me on this, it's because my sister was a class officer and she just wanted to pick Las Vegas.
And is she a grade older than you?
She was a senior when I was a freshman.
Okay.
So, and the seniors picked the theme. So I want to say she wanted the theme to be, she wanted to pick Vegas and they made the theme cities or something. And I can't remember any of the other cities, but our city was Boulder, Colorado.
What?
Or no, maybe it was
Who
Denver.
Who picked that? Like the pothead in the class?
Maybe it was like Denver. Just because our shirts said, "We will rock you," which was great because, yeah, you know.
Sure, Rocky Mountains.
And when I'm thinking of all the cities in the United States, that's not what I'm thinking of.
Right. You're going to like the major ones.
Yeah, but besides, I want to say.
And like you went to school just outside of Chicago, which is one of the major cities. Like. I went to high school in like Nashville. So like every city was bigger than our city growing up.
Yes.
So like that would make sense. Like if we did like a Denver, but for like Chicago to be like, I don't know, somewhere in Colorado.
Boulder?
Yeah.
Everybody?
Like that is insanely
but
random.
Every year for my class, except our junior year, there was always controversy around the homecoming pick. So like freshman year, I don't think there was controversy. I just think everybody was like, what?
Yeah.
Sophomore year, the theme was movies.
Okay.
And the picking of the selection was the same day as student government meeting. So
right.
Everybody who was normally, like the people who were involved in like float building and all of were in student government. So they weren't there for that.
Yeah.
So we got out of student government. We're like, well, what movie did we pick? And they were like Shark Tale. And we're like, no. It was Finding Nemo.
Oh, okay. That makes a little more sense. More popular movie.
We were all like, no, we want a different movie. We want
like a cool movie.
Yeah, we want to do something. And like,
yeah.
And I remember somebody, we kept trying to get it. Then they had like a second meeting where everybody came in. It was like this big, like everybody trying to like be like, no, we want a cooler movie. And
yeah.
Remember somebody yelled out Shark Tales and I started laughing and I said, that's just Finding Nemo with like a little more shark. Like,
like
that's not the issue. And then we all agreed. Everybody just said, let's do Willy Wonka. Everyone's like, yeah, Willy Wonka. And we left the meeting and our class advisor was like, we're doing Finding Nemo. And I was like, why do we have this meeting if you weren't going to change it to begin with?
It's a dictatorship.
Yes. Junior year, we did do Willy Wonka because we had it from the year before. Everybody was like, why don't we just... It was like the theme was books that year. We're like,
okay.
Oh, we'll do that. And then the last year, we picked the theme and it was board games. And...
Oh, I think you told me this one
time. We wanted... And I think a lot of the reason we picked Hungry Hungry Hippos. And one of my buddies, he's my best friend, Chase... He's very artistic, even to this day, and he was very good at drawing. And he sketched what, because everybody got like class shirts.
Yeah.
For homecoming, and our class shirt was going to be, is it Jackson Pollock that has like the same photo, but it's like all in different colors or
yeah.
whatever?
No. Andy Warhol.
Yes. And he was going to do that with a bunch of hippos. And
that's great.
We were like, that's a cool shirt that you wear anytime. Like, we're like all in. But then we got complaints. Our class advisor got complaints from some of the girls in our class because they thought that we were calling the girls in our class hippos, couldn't be further from the truth.
Sure.
And so it's a
fun board game.
We just changed it to Battleship.
Oh.
But even then, it was just fine. There was always issues.
Yeah.
That's the part of high school I missed.
Yeah.
The biggest drama was like, what's our class thing going to be? Now I wake up and I'm like, man, taxes are coming.
I have to worry about taxes. Yeah, I don't want that. I wish I could go back to where the biggest drama was. Like, Cindy made out with Carl.
Shut
at Alan's party.
Oh my god. Yeah, I remember.
I just picked out like the most oldest names ever.
Yeah, I broke up with my girlfriend senior year, and how dramatic that was for people, weird.
I just picked out three names that would be like friends with my parents: Cindy, Alan,
and
Carl. Was there any Cindy, Alan, or Carl in your graduating class? I can answer that.
There was a Carl.
No. I didn't Alan in middle school, but then I never heard from him again. So who knows what's to say.
There was a Carl, but I can't remember if he was a year before or in my class. But as for a Cindy, or what was the other name?
Cindy, Alan, or Carl.
And I don't think there was an Alan. There's people with the last name Alan.
Yeah, right. Alan is
but not first name.
Did your senior class give your school a gift?
Oh, I love this question because I was
Mr. LHS.
I was Mr. LHS, but I was class secretary too. So I was a part of those meetings.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And so
I didn't realize I was in the presence of royalty.
Well, Larkin Royals, baby. Thank you for bringing it up. My favorite was like the senior year is obviously stressful because everybody's trying to figure out where they're going to college and like all that. And so near the end, then of course, like as soon as you come back from spring break,
it's full senior slide.
I don't want to be here. Like I remember my last week.
Wearing flip-flops to school every day.
Last week of school, I was supposed to have physics. It was my final class. And I had already taken the final. The teacher liked me. I think I probably should have gotten like a C, maybe a D. The teacher liked me. I always got a B.
Nice.
Because I tried and like, whatever.
Right.
Like I remember at one point, he just gave me a B on a test. Like looked me in the eyes and wrote B. And I went, yeah. I respect that.
That's the first rule of physics.
Yeah.
Just try.
You get Bs. I think that was my first rule. And I remember the final week, he was just kind of like, hey, I trust you. Because a bunch of my friends were like in a psychiatry class. No.
Psychiatry
Not
class?
Not psychiatry. It was
psychology?
Psychology. They were in a psychology class, which was like brand new that year. And it was during the last period of the day. So final week, they were just watching movies.
Oh,
so I asked
cool.
my teacher, I'm like, is it cool if I go down there? And he goes, yeah, absolutely. And so I remember I went down there full week. Teacher was like, are you supposed to be here? And I was like, yeah, I'm cleared to be here. And then I had...
She just said, this is a psych test.
On one of the final days, she had to sign something. And she was like, Kyle, you told me you weren't in a class. I said, no. I said I was allowed to be here because the teacher said.
I'm gonna just
put your little John Hancock on that. But being in that class, or being like our senior year, like I remember me and the class officers, one of our final meetings, we tried to impeach our president because we thought it was really funny to like 3 weeks before graduation to be like, he's impeached, he's out. But then we realized we would have like some work to do.
And
like, that was dumb. And then we had like class shirts and like it was getting the money and like some people paid for shirts, but then like our people were like, no, they didn't pay. And it was like a whole fight there. But like, one of the last things that we had was the, what are you going to do with the money? And my buddy, who was the, I believe he was the treasurer. He was like, I think what we should buy is a bell. I think we had $1,000 or something. He goes, a bell, you put it in front of the school and like, you can ring it after like football games, which made no sense. They don't play at my high school, Larkin. They didn't play football at Larkin High School because they didn't have spot for the stadium. The stadium is actually shared with Elgin High School.
Oh.
That's all the way across town.
Oh, rivals.
So, yeah. hate the Maroons. If you are listening to this podcast and you are an Elgin Maroon alum, get out of my face.
I had a friend who went to Elgin, didn't I? Lauren Zima.
I think you've brought her name up and I hate her.
Yeah.
I have to. I bleed royal blue. Everybody knows that. So, yeah, so we were going to do this bell. And then, like, I remember the next year I asked my buddy, I'm like, whatever happened to our bell? He goes, oh, I don't think they followed through on it. And if you drive by Larkin, there are signs that say home of the Larkin Royals class of like 2007, because that was their gift or other gift.
Yeah.
We never followed through with our gift.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, I don't remember what our class got, but I want to say it was like just a bench. And I remember thinking, or no. Maybe our grade. There was one grade, it might have been our grade, that just got giant rocks for the front of the school for each class to paint every year.
Yes. I got a story about that. I love high school stories.
I was going to say, you were chock full of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mr. LHS, I see now why you got that title.
Well, because we had rocks in front of our school, and that was always like the senior's responsibility to paint the rocks.
Yeah,
like,
and would you just paint them once the entire year, or would you paint them for different events?
I think it was once the entire year, but Elgin High School came by, hate the Maroons, and they painted over our rocks like before like a basketball or football game. So we were going to go over to their rocks and paint on them. But one of my buddies, the night we were going to do it, or like we were planning it, and I asked one of my friends, again, this is in the midst of us all applying for colleges, once again, my best friend Chase, at the time, he was applying to a lot of like Ivy League schools and a lot of big schools around here, University of Chicago, Northwestern, and he was like kind of like waiting to hear back, and he's like, so we were going to go to Elgin, we're going to paint the rock, but then his dad was like, look, it's fine, but
if you get in trouble,
yeah, you're kind of screwed. So we never ended up doing it. I remember our principal walked up to us. He's like, I'm surprised you guys didn't do anything about this. We're like, we wanted to, but we're responsible.
Yeah, those who live in glass houses shouldn't paint the first stone.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel like this whole episode is just turning into me talking high school and you trying to make as many puns as possible.
I just throw in just random jokes. And
this is why Melissa not being here is so funny, because these are just like things that we, like me being nostalgic about high school and you doing puns is probably her least favorite thing.
And you know what is funny too, though? It's like these conversations that we're having right now, we would be having them have the microphones not be rolling right now.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, and that was kind of like where this all stemmed. Like, I just started rolling and we were just talking without even saying like, we started the podcast.
Started my 09 champ.
And we were in. And we're like, nah, let's just start the podcast. Like, this is exactly the kind of conversation we have. Like, it's like this or the Cubs.
Can I say, like, one of the things too, I've had this thought. Mr. LHS, everybody knows this about me. I won the male beauty pageant at Larkin High School. I was funny. There were two judges for each class. One of our judges, our senior year, was our volleyball coach, me and my best friend Chase. I won freshman year. Chase won sophomore and junior year for our class. Senior year is obviously the big one. That's when you win the crown, you're the king, whatever. And our volleyball coach was one of our judges. And he saw us the next day after I had won and said, I had you guys tied. I was like, really? And he goes, Chase, I gave Chase an extra point for talent. I gave him an extra point for his question, but I gave Kyle two extra points for dancing. What's up? And so it really came down to another math teacher, and my best friend Chase was on the mathletes. So he's like, what the hell? Why didn't she both? And we still never know. There are some theories because his talent went too long.
Wait a minute. There's
a conspiracy theory that he got docked points for being too long on his talent, so that she had to dock him some points. Meanwhile, I was right on time, baby.
Kyle, did you cheat?
I didn't cheat. I had a great, my talent, my last year was a day in the life of Kyle, and I went on Microsoft Paint, and my buddy took a bunch of photos, and then I would just take photos from Google and put them in Microsoft Paint, and just, it was like bad Photoshop, like for 2 minutes straight, and it killed.
Wow.
It was just me narrating like a day in my life.
Did you do it live?
Did you make
the paintings live?
No. There was like a slideshow behind me. Like, I think I said like the butler from The Fresh Prince always wakes me up because I had a picture of him doing this and me in my bed waking up. And then I had like, I think I said like Lil Wayne drives me to school every day.
Oh, wow.
And we have a good laugh because I had a picture of Lil Wayne laughing.
So wait a minute. I have a feeling that those are not true though.
Oh.
That was not an actual day in the life.
My friend, did I wrap it up by saying, hypothetically speaking, my day actually wakes up with my mom waking me up at a normal time, my friend Grant driving me to school, me going to school and actually being very respectful of our teachers, then going to volleyball and actually trying hard and not trying to play hard and not volunteering. Like I said, I think I said I volunteered to blind kids, which is not appropriate now because I just put my stuffed animals in sunglasses and had myself playing banjo.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
I was funny back in the day. I topped out.
What happened?
I don't know, but my dancing was on point. That was the year Single Ladies came out.
Oh, gosh.
So part of the dance was doing the Single Ladies, and
sure.
I was the front. Every year they do a like a pyramid, not a pyramid, but like a triangle, a pyramid, but on the ground. Nobody's getting on top of each other, but it's like a dancing pyramid.
Yeah.
I was in the front of the pyramid, which means best dancer, and I did the Single Ladies so well, it won me a contest.
Wow.
Brought that up to my friends who were having a wedding this year. I said, it's like, hey, just let you know, I'm really good at Single Ladies. If you guys want to play it, I'll be out on that dance floor.
Dang.
So,
dang.
I let them know.
The we did lip sync one year. Lip sync was a big thing at our school, and we did it. We did Enrique Iglesias's
I'll Be Your Hero?
No.
That would have been so much fun.
What was it? It was oh my gosh, what's the name of that song? Something with the heart. Heart is in the title.
I don't know. I haven't brushed up on my
Enrique Iglesias
trivia in a hot minute.
Enrique Iglesias, it was, what was it? Oh gosh.
I love this. My talents every year, freshman year, because my brother won Mr. LHS when he was in high school. So my freshman year, we did a video of him training me.
Yeah.
And then I think I came out after the training and my talent was just making the sound of a horse on my lap. And just said, that's my talent. Everybody have a great night. Sophomore year, Chase and I sang High School Musical together. Junior year, I did a breakup song about Chase because he didn't do a talent with me. And then senior year, I did a Day in the Life.
It was Don't Turn Off the Lights. Do you remember this song?
No.
I don't have to tell
you. Oh my God.
What this is all about. Cause baby, when the thing is in us, trying in it all out. Oh my gosh. I don't think I can play much more because we'll get copyrighted.
Yeah, we're
But that is, wow. I don't think I've heard that song since lip sync.
That is wild.
That song came out in 2001.
Wait, did you lip sync as for like a talent show or just?
It was, so we did, there was an event every year that was lip sync. Everyone lip synced a different song.
That's cool. I like
and
that.
And we did that and I don't think we won. No, wait, did we win?
Were you robbed? People are asking.
We might have placed. I think we placed like third or second or something.
That's tough.
Yeah, anyway. This was a trip down memory lane.
Honestly, I want to go back to Larkin though for Mr. LHS. If they ever need like a guest judge, I'd roll in there.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I was my English sophomore year, Coach King, he did a lesson on Shakespeare. And we would always have to pick a Julius Caesar. We would always do Julius Caesar, but you had to change one thing about the story and you had to make a video about it.
Oh, that's cool.
And so I was like real big into video editing.
Yeah.
And I had to, I directed the whole thing for like my group in our classroom. And we did, the thing we changed was instead of Julius Caesar getting murdered by, who stabs him in the back? Brutus? No, Brute? Et tu, Brute?
Yeah.
Who was it that kills?
Brutus, right?
Was it Brutus?
Who stabbed?
Who killed Julius Caesar? This is bad. Anyway, we changed it to Julius Caesar's wife kills him. And so like that was like the big like plot twist in the movie, or I mean in the, yeah, in our movie of Julius Caesar. And so we direct this whole thing.
Was it? I'm trying to find it. This is so bad, but I just laughing at you going, "Et tu, Brute?"
Et tu, Brute? And so we would do that, but that was like only part of your grade. Your other part of your grade was there were judges that judged every single video from each one of his classes in the entire grade. So you had to make it better than us. And not only was it, were you voted on based on your video, but you were also encouraged to bribe the judges because that somehow played into like Julius Caesar and into like William Shakespeare, awesome, or whatever. So we had to bribe the judges. So not only do we have to make this great video, but we also then had to bribe judges. Well, we did, I think we ended up winning. Because I was the only one that was like knew how to edit videos. And yeah, so like ours was like really
well done.
It was much better done than others. I remember I stayed up. I pulled an all-nighter the night it was due. And I'm going into class and we're watching the video. And I remember this one girl that everyone hated in our class was in my group. And she was like, "That was okay." Or like, "That wasn't that good." And I was like, and someone, all my friends stood up for me. They were like, "He did not go to sleep last night editing this video. So you shut up." And like, they like piled on for, which was good because I was way too tired to like stand up for myself. And
I'm gonna love that for you.
And then we did this. So, and then my senior year, I got picked to be a judge. And I was so excited because everyone wanted to be a judge. Everyone wanted to be a judge because you get bribed. Mm-hmm. So for a week and a half leading up to it, I'm a senior, you know, I'm already living on top of the world. And now I'm getting all these sophomores like bribing me. Like, "What's your favorite kind of candy?" Making me home good, like treats and stuff like this. And like
doing
whatever the hell I wanted them to do. And they just did it. And it was awesome.
If there is a period of my life that I wish I could go back to, I think end of senior year of college.
Yeah.
Was awesome. End of senior year of high school. So much fun of just like everybody kind of coming together and being like, whatever.
Senior year was like oddly weird, like how everyone was like on the same page. Like everyone was just like cool with each other.
Through,
there weren't like cliques anymore. No. It was like weird.
It was so much fun. I had such a good time. Man. I ran those halls, man.
That's the thing, man. That's the problem with peaking in high school. It's like we've got nothing else to look forward to.
Oh my God. I realized I was peaking as I was peaking.
I kind of knew that too.
I was like, it's not going to get better than being voted most school spirit.
I it's even worse for me. I didn't even peak senior year of high school. I peaked freshman year of high school.
That's tough.
It was two middle schools merging into one. And at one point in school, I remember this. I remember counting. At one point in the school year, I had not one, not two, not three, talking girls here, not four, not five, not six, not seven. I had eight different girls that had crushes on me at the same time.
I don't think there's been eight girls that have had a crush on me my whole life.
That's the thing. I have not once. And I think it was because some of them went to the other middle school.
Yeah.
Some of them went to my middle school. And for whatever reason, I don't know, just come back and they all had crushes on me. And then it was like a couple months later. And I don't know if anyone had crushes on me after that. For that brief moment in time.
It was my time.
I was on top of the world.
That's so cool.
If I ever have a son, I'm going to tell him that story.
I'm going to tell my son about my sophomore year homecoming experience. Humble him a little bit.
Speaking of eight women
can turn you down. And I'm once again this is our second straight podcast bringing this up. We bring this story
up.
We
do bring it up a lot.
I love it.
It's a fun fact about you.
To know I got turned down, I think the number always changes. It's between 8 to 11. I can't remember at this point.
You originally told us, I think, 8.
Yes, right?
So eight different girls. It was homecoming dance.
It was a rejection I have never felt before or since.
Right.
It was humiliating, and I still went by myself and still tore up the dance floor, so...
Damn.
I tore that dance floor. Oh.
That's why you're LHS, Mr. LHS.
Wasn't on homecoming court, though. A lot of conspiracies about that.
Really?
A lot of conspiracies. But my best friend, Chase, he won. He was a homecoming king. He deserved it. Great guy.
People are saying Chase almost won Mr. LHS.
Some have said that. We've never seen the document.
Should we have hired Chase as our producer?
You could have if you wanted to be second best at Mr. LHS. But if you wanted the king.
By cheating.
I didn't cheat.
Yeah, you cheated. Everyone knows it.
Hey, I'm part of
the team conspiracy.
Do you
change
my title?
It's a conspiracy.
You better not change my title.
You cheated, Mr. LHS.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.